Kathy Grayson for Campus Technology again. We're right off the floor of Infocom in Las Vegas with Will Craig of Ellard Associates, who also happens to be our TET, technology-enabled teaching columnist, online and in print. And we're in the middle of talking about the big controls guys, the Crestron and AMX. And Will, tell me what you were just saying.
Probably the most interesting thing I've seen at the show so far has not been a specific product from either of those manufacturers, but the different paths that each one is taking. In the past, the two have been competing head-to-head in trying to come up with better touch panels or better controllers or who has the best Ethernet functions first. But today I've been seeing, yes, and yesterday, that the two are on very different paths for the future in terms of how they see their product working with other AV products and other AV manufacturers, as well as working with the network.
So, for instance, what is Crestron's take on this?
Crestron seems to be pursuing kind of the AV industry as it's been in terms of being the big player in the AV industry and in residential markets as well, but focusing on control systems for, say, controlling AV.
Okay.
And AMX seems to be positioning itself for the future, at least in terms of being more of a network systems and network software provider and hastening the move of audio, video, control to the network as an integrated piece, and then working with people like Extron and other AV manufacturers rather than trying to compete with them.
And do you think that this has been an evolution that just happened, or do you think it's very well directed, or do they fall into these two different paths?
AMX was recently purchased by, I believe it's the Chamberlain Group. It's a private investment firm out of Chicago that also owns a major garage door opener concern. And so this company is allowing AMX to focus on longer-term strategy rather than on short-term results, because when they bought AMX, they took it private instead of public. So AMX is at least on, suppose, you know, the party line is they're no longer driven by quarterly stock results. They're looking at investing in the long term and reshaping their company to succeed in what they think the AV market is going to be 10 years in the future, which they predict is essentially just an extension of the network.
Very interesting, and I think it really highlights how important it is to watch what's going on with the business side of the companies, the vendors that you actually use. We talk a lot, for instance, about where will support be if there's convergence in vendors that you're using or one of your vendors disappears. Well, this is a very interesting comment on what happens with a very big company when it goes private. Anything else you want to tell us about the controls situation?
Not right now.
Thanks, Will.